AP News, I'm Ben Thomas. Republicans wrapping up the second and final day of their midterm convention in Dallas, with President Trump again set to speak. Sagar Mughani reports on night one, he made an extraordinary pledge,
promising to send every American adult $5,000 if the GOP holds its majorities.
It will be called the Trump dividend.
It's a dubious pledge, but one lawyer, John Day, says is legal because the president says it applies to every adult.
It's not a payment to individuals to try to get them to vote in a particular way.
The Committee for Responsible Federal Budget's Mark Goldwine has two big issues.
The president doesn't have any executive authority to send people $5,000.
Congress has to approve the payments, which would likely cost more than $1 trillion. And with the national debt topping $40 trillion for the first time.
We don't have surpluses to give away.
Sagar Mughani, Washington.
Trump's also promising health insurance rebates.
Nearly 1 million hardworking Americans in 30 states will soon be getting refunds of $500 each.
The White House alleges the Biden administration overcharged many for exchange fees. The Trump administration's ordering 29 states and the District of Columbia to preserve records from the 2024 election, part of its campaign to force states to turn over detailed voter records despite repeated court losses, information that could be used to check citizenship status. And Lisa Dwyer reports.
An ally of President Trump says he has resigned from his post leading a Justice Department investigation into whether former law enforcement and intelligence officials conspired against Trump. The 81-year-old Joe DiGenova declined to comment on the circumstances of his departure just 5 months after he was brought back to the Justice Department in April. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
This is AP News. In London, the massive Bayeux tapestry's gone on display at the British Museum. Joe Lawless had a look.
The 58 scenes depict the Norman conquest of England in 1066, the battle between English Harold Godwinson and William, Duke of Normandy, the climax at the Battle of Hastings. The thing that will strike the hundreds of thousands of people that come to see it is the detail in this embroidery made by, we don't know who, but probably by women in England almost a millennium ago. Scenes of bloody battle with rearing horses and headless bodies, but they're also small, intimate details. Workmen fighting as they try and build a castle, Norman soldiers having a barbecue. There are almost no women, but there are a handful, including a woman holding the hand of her small child as Norman soldiers burn down their house. It really conveys both the scale and the cost of war.
The AP's Jill Lawless in London. More news at apnews.com. I'm Ben Thomas. Thanks for listening.